This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ask that guy who was beating you up every day in the gym, huh? So how many times I saw meet that guy? How many times I beat him up?
I want your honest opinion. Tell me.
He made you tap a couple of times. The schmo saw it. But do you want the world to know this stuff or what?
You can tell the world.
He's trying to be some macho man.
He literally messaged me like, I can't believe you as a woman.
You're not macho man. When I punched you hard, you went to your coach and said, please tell the guy I'm going easy. What are you talking about?
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. I was slightly exasperated, to say the least, when someone sent me this video of a Muslim woman being insulted.
I've had people, I really won't say his name, but he's a super famous fighter, just won a belt, and he literally messaged me like, I can't believe you as a woman want to be a Muslim, da 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 da.
And the sister in Islam of Hamza Chemai.
Don't hurt people.
Because we are one ummah, one body, one unity. The believers in their mutual love, mercy, and compassion are like one body. If the organ complains, the rest of the body develops a fever. When you insult this Muslim woman, our sister in Islam, you insulting Hamza Chemai, the Habibs, the Dagestan fighters, myself, and all of us.
I converted, I'm now Muslim.
All those Muslim men from the Dagestan Mountains, from the Caucasus Mountains, that whole area, who actually train with this guy. He's a famous UFC fighter, where she's pretty much talking about being insulted, talked down to by this big shot, this famous guy. So let's get into this video, and then we'll take it from there.
I've had people, I really won't say his name, but he's a super famous fighter, just won a belt, and he literally messaged me like, I can't believe you as a woman want to be a Muslim, da 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 da. And in my head, I was just like, wow. Like, you're contradicting me. Like, you are such an evil person. Like, you are, like, from your heart, like, really saying how you feel. And here I am just living my life, trying to get close to God and better myself. And it really let me know, like, it was a big realization. Like, people who down talk Muslims or talk bad about Islam or all, like, they just really don't know the amazingness that comes from being a Muslim or in Islam or this amazing ummah that we're all now a part of. Like, I've been through a bunch of groups in my life, and never in 36 years have I felt more welcomed, more loved, more accepted, more honored, more everything than when I became a Muslim and I got to meet like all these amazing sisters and all these amazing brothers are part of it.
People are identifying the person as Sean Strickland because obviously he has had a history of talking trash about Muslims and Islam.
So I would go hard on Islam, bro.
And then she goes on to say, Alhamdulillah, thank you so much for the share. The fact everyone knows I'm talking about Sean says enough about the dude. So she calls him the dude. This guy, the sister who's trying to get close to God. Now she's got this guy messaging her, insulting, talking down to her, like he's got nothing better to do. And we thought that after a Muslim in his gym had a heart-to-heart with Sean Strickland. We thought that he promised after that, being on the Joe Rogan show, he relays the story that he was going to quit.
I would go hard on Islam, bro. I mean, I'd post pictures of Muhammad. Like, I would go hard.
Well, I guess,
and I don't think Islam is compatible with equality and freedom. And
make fun of everybody, but Muslims are nuts.
So there is a guy named Albert Durov. We have a lot of Muslims at the gym.
Love these guys.
So one day, Albert Durov comes up to me and he was like, hey, Sean, can I talk to you? I thought he was going to show me a move. I'm like, all right, sure. I'll be your wrestling dummy for all these little Muslims come in the cage. What are we doing, guard? What position are we in here, Albert? He's like, no. Sit down. Sit down, Sean. I'm like, oh, puts his hand on my leg. Muslim dude, you're super touchy.
They're friendly.
Super friendly, guys. So odd, especially because of religion. So he's like, Sean, in my country, I cannot be friends with you. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you say things about Islam. Pretty much saying, I cannot be friends with you because what you say about Islam.
Right.
I'd make fun of Jews, Christians, Scientologists, make fun of everybody. So after that, after he caressed my leg and rubbed my head a little bit, I was like, okay, dude, I'm going to lay off Islam.
And yes, that's the Sean who tried to put another new Muslim into unconsciousness.
Sean Strickland could, he'd probably do this to your grandma. It's almost like he just gets off on beating up people that just aren't on his level or just aren't his size.
Yes, that's Sean who was actually training with the jiu-jitsu guy.
Be clear, I don't really need to get you. Come on, mother! Why, bro, why?
Whoa.
Wyatt, get away from
whoa,
me.
Whoa, bro.
Get away.
What's your problem, bro?
Bro, what the man? Why, dude?
And now, yes, that's Sean Strickland, who's got nothing better to do with his time. You would think famous UFC fighter. He's got nothing better to do than cyberbully, harass, insult, and go after a Muslim woman.
He literally messaged me like, I can't believe you as a woman want to be a Muslim, da 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 da.
And question is, Sean, would this man, would he go after a Jewish or Christian woman who was trying to practice her religion? Get close to God?
Like, you are such an evil person. Like, you are, like, from your heart, like, really saying how you feel. And here I am just living my life, trying to get close to God and better myself.
So again, why a Muslim woman? A woman who's trying to better her life, get close to God.
And here I am just living my life, trying to get close to God and better myself.
It's just downright disgusting, to say the least. Question would be, are these those American values? Harassing women? Is these those American values that Sean loves to talk about?
There's a difference between American values and Islamic for sure.
Are these those American values that he likes to talk about? Harassing women? Now, I think since he insulted our sister, the sister of Hamza Chemai, his sister in Islam, he should get smashed by Hamza Chemai. The same way Khabib smashed Conor. What do you guys think?
He's trying to be a macho man. You're not macho man.
And I think all of the training, the Muslim training partners that he has, they should have another talk with him and give him some loving advice. Because I honestly think people can change. People can change. We even had the situation at one point. This is just an example with Colby Covington. When the word was out that he was talking some trash about Muslims and Islam, we sent our brother Ali Kadokov, who also trained there with him, to have a talk with him. And this is what he said.
So listen, how you feel about Muslims? Tell me.
I have nothing but love and respect for every Muslim in the world and anybody that wants to, your viewpoints are your viewpoints, and I would never judge anybody for what they believe in, and I have nothing but love for everybody and respect.
So you don't have nothing against the Muslims?
Hell yeah, much love and respect to the Muslims. I respect all you guys and what you guys believe in.
So you can see it shifted to the positive. Alhamdulillah, we're hoping the same way.
A guy, Albert Durov. So I would go hard on Islam, bro. I mean, I'd post pictures of Muhammad. Like, I would go hard.
So yeah, I think he should come out with an apology. He should apologize. In the meantime, I think, what do you guys think of this idea? Hamzat, since he, again, insulted his sister, our sister, the best man for the job, to put things right, is Hamza Chemai. Let me know what you think.
Ask that guy who was beating you up every day in the gym, man.
And let's get back to the sister, where she was saying we want to congratulate her for making the best decision of her life, where she says it was a big realization. People who down talk Muslims, talk bad about Islam, they really don't know the amazingness. Get this. She talks about the amazingness that comes from being a Muslim or in Islam. She talks about going through so many groups in her life after 36 years. Get this, 36 years, she says she's never felt more loved, more honored, more welcome than when she became a Muslim.
And never in 36 years have I felt more welcomed, more loved, more accepted, more honored, more everything than when I became a Muslim.
I think this is what Sean needs. He needs some genuine love, a community now, like the Muslims. He needs, and at the same time, some of this smashing by Hamza Chemai.
How many times I saw meet that guy? How many times I beat him up?
Also might humble him. And then from there, Chemai can give him some dawah and have him come talk with us, where we can go ahead and clear some of the misconceptions. Because obviously there's so much programming over the span of a person's life with the media, the hate provocateurs, the billion-dollar hate industry, you know, dividing us and the misinformation about Islam. But when you look at, for example, what this woman, what is she actually doing? You know, she's submitting her will to the will of the creator of the heavens and earth, because this is literally what a Muslim, what it means to be a Muslim, to submit your will of the creator of the heavens and earth. Are you against that, Sean? Are you against a woman or anybody out there, much of the hate provocateurs, of someone being modest and chaste like the mother of Jesus, peace be upon him, who, by the way, we love as one of the mightiest messengers who was sent with the same message as Moses and Abraham and the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad. There was a line of messengers. They didn't come with different religions. God didn't send different prophets and messengers to confuse people. He sent the same way of life, to submit your will to the will of one and only one God, to worship the Creator, not the creation, and be morally upright. And that's what this woman is trying to do. Do you have an objection to that, for her not going down the route of being a ring girl?
Ну, смотрите, давайте вот ring girls. Я никого не хочу обидеть, но это самые ненужные люди в единоборствах. Какую функцию они носят? Вот у меня вопрос. Ну, включите на экран, что второй раунд идет.
Wanting to be modest, wanting to get closeness to the one who created her, the one that Jesus called people to worship. This is the same God that she is trying to connect with. Do you have an objection to that? Because this is the main crust of the matter, that pure, absolute monotheism. All these other details we can talk about another time. And is it being more American, like I asked earlier, to insult a cyberbully? Because you talk about these American values. Are American values the woke culture of men walking into women's bathrooms? Or is it the men's culture, the American culture, that really many things, when you go back, align with Islam? And would you rather, Sean, have tomorrow, I don't know if you have a daughter or any of these fighters or anyone who's a man, man's man, a high value man, and you know the things that are in men's minds, and you see the direction that women are going, trying to go ahead and put themselves on display, and they're used and abused by these men. You know about the after parties. You know about all the things that men talk about in the locker rooms. But now the woman wants to have some dignity, some self-respect. She don't want to be an OnlyFans girl. She don't want to shake it and move it for you at the strip club. She wants to be somebody like in America at one point where you had to go and approach the father for marriage. This was a respect for women, respect for the father, respect for the family. There was no use and abuse, test driving. And these American values. At one point in history, you had the cowboy who wouldn't even put his hands on a woman. He'd take his hat off. Respect for the woman without groping her with his eyes, touching her, hands all over her, hugging her, kissing her. I mean, what? Is this what we're talking about, Sean? What American values? Which ones are you talking about? So when we throw these loose terms around, American values, I mean, you obviously don't get no pushback to go ahead and have an intelligent conversation to actually unpackage this and to see, hold on. Would your fitra, what we call it, would your innate nature, would it be more in line with the Islamic values? I believe they would. You just need to get around somebody, a person who can go ahead and have a healthy discussion with you, because it's in every person's nature to submit their will to their Creator and to live by the moral code that was revealed from the Creator. And now we can go ahead and step by step discuss many of the rules and regulations, the do's and don'ts that will better not only yourself, but your family and society, that are all laid out in Islam. Submission to the Creator, not the creation. Nothing that you can lay your eyes on, that you can see in front of you, that walked on the earth, that will walk on the earth, none of that is worthy of worship except the one who created everything, the one who created Jesus, the one who created the sun and the moon, the one who created you and gave you your abilities to throw a jab, to throw a punch and up a cross, the one who gave your health, the one who can take and snatch your health away from you and humble you like no other. That's the Creator of the heavens and earth. So be humble and realize you'll be the dirt in the ground will soon cover you, and you will have to stand in front of the one who created you and account for everything you did in this life. So if you can understand that, if you can understand the pure and absolute monotheism, that this life is short, that this life will end, and now there is a purpose, an ultimate purpose for life. It's not just to win a UFC belt because you want it, and what now? Okay, so and then you lost it, and now what? What now? At the end of the day, you'll be alone in that grave, and you're going to have to answer for everything you did in this life. So enough said. We love to have you back on the show. We can have these nice discussions. And we look forward to Hamza Chimai taking care of business.
You're trying to be a macho man. You're not macho man. When I punch you hard, you went to your coach and said, please tell the guy, go easy, easy.
For our sister being insulted. And we'll see you next time, inshallah. This can be an advice for all those others, that you can go ahead and show some respect, have some honor and dignity, and really exhibit the true American culture of honor, dignity, and respect for all. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Do not forget to subscribe if you haven't already, so you don't miss any of our up and coming programs and shows. Hit it right now. Subscribe, like this video, and get this message and this invitation to Sean Strickland to come, not only come on the show, but to read the Quran and to look into Islam. Submission to the Creator, not the creation. With that said, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed. That's why I use the black seed by Tasneem. And 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center. Use promo code The Deen Show for 15% off.